The fire of the Petroloire. The sun was just beginning to rise, casting a blood-orange glow over the horizon, when Solène and the other students gathered in the ceremonial clearing. There was something different about the air that morning, a thickness that pressed down on her chest like the weight of the sea during her dream of La Sirène. The calm, cool serenity of the Rada Iliwa had been left behind. Today, they would learn about the Petroloire, the spirits of fire and aggression. As Solène walked toward the altar, she could feel the change in the atmosphere. The energy was more intense, more alive. The wind that had once been gentle now whipped through the clearing in short, sharp bursts, as though it carried the spirit of the Petro themselves. The familiar altar of rough-hewn stone was there, but this time it was surrounded by red candles and splashes of bright crimson fabric. Offerings of rum, cigars, and peppers lay scattered across the altar, their fiery presence a stark contrast to the peaceful offerings of milk and flowers from the day before. Manbo Elaine stood at the head of the circle, her eyes dark and serious. Today, her robes were red, the color of the Petro Elwa, and the beads around her neck shone like drops of blood. There was no gentleness in her expression now. Her face was set in a look of firm resolve, as though preparing herself for the power they were about to summon. "Today, we call upon the Petro Elwa," she began, her voice strong, cutting through the tension in the air. "These spirits are not like the Rada. The Petro Ilwa are aggressive, demanding, quick to act. They are fiery, full of passion, born from the suffering and resistance of the enslaved people of Haiti. They are the LWA who bring change, who fight battles, who protect, but also destroy." Solène felt a shiver run down her spine at Manbo Elaine's words. The Petro LWA were not to be taken lightly. She had heard stories of these spirits, their intensity, their volatility. They were not like the calm, benevolent Rada spirits. The Petro Elwe were born from anger and fire, from the blood spilled during Haiti's fight for independence. They were the spirits called upon during slave revolts, the ones who burned down plantations and cursed their oppressors. They were protectors, yes, but they were also warriors. Manbo Elaine began to draw the veve of the Petro LWA in the dirt before the altar. The symbol was sharper, more jagged than the flowing lines of the Rada Vives. It was like a flame etched into the earth, its edges crackling with energy even before the ceremony began. Solène could feel the heat radiating from the symbol, as though the ground itself was preparing to erupt. "The Petro Elwa are hot," Manbo Elaine continued. "Where the Rada Elwa are cool, bringing peace and wisdom, the Petro Elwa bring fire. They are the spirits of war, of revolution, of survival. Do not mistake their intensity for malevolence. They protect with ferocity, but they demand respect." She gestured to the students to form a circle around the veve. Solène and Timon joined hands once again, but this time the air between them felt charged, electric. Solène could feel her heart pounding in her chest, as if her body was already responding to the energy of the Petro spirits. "Today, we call upon some of the most powerful Petro LWA," Manbo Elaine said, her voice steady but intense. "We call upon Ezili Dantor, the fierce protector of women and children, and the sister of Erzuli Frida. We call upon Met Kalfu, the master of the crossroads, and Ogun, the warrior spirit." Manbo Elaine lifted a bottle of rum, pouring it slowly over the vive. As the liquid hit the earth, she struck a match and tossed it into the rum, igniting the flame. The fire burned brightly, its flames licking at the edges of the veve, casting shadows across the students' faces. "We begin with Ezeli Dantor," she said, her voice low, almost reverent. "She is the spirit of fierce love, of protection. She is the mother who fights for her children, the warrior who takes revenge for the wrongs done to her people." Manbo Elaine began to sing, her voice rising into the air like a war cry. The rhythm was faster than the one used for the Rada Elwë, more insistent, more urgent. The drums began to beat, their sharp, staccato rhythm echoing like gunshots across the clearing. The students joined in, their voices rising and falling with the rhythm, their bodies swaying in time to the beat. Ezeli Dantor, Manman ki poteje no, no rele, o pu pote no fos o. Ezeli Dantor, mother who protects us, we call upon you to bring us your strength. The energy in the clearing grew hotter, more intense. Solène could feel the power building, the air thick with anticipation. She closed her eyes, focusing on the rhythm of the drums, the firelight flickering behind her eyelids. The presence of Ezeli Dantor was near. Solène could feel it in the pit of her stomach, a heat that rose from her core, spreading through her body like wildfire. In her mind, she saw her, Ezeli Dantor. She was not the delicate, romantic figure of Erzuli Frida. No, Ezeli Dantor was fierce, her eyes dark and piercing, her face marked with scars that told the story of her battles. She held a knife in one hand, and in the other, she cradled a child to her chest. Her expression was one of fierce love and determination. She was both protector and avenger. As the chant grew louder, Solène felt the presence of Ezeli Dantor surround her. The fire at the center of the vave flared higher, the flames dancing wildly in the wind. Solène's skin prickled with heat, her heartbeat matching the pounding of the drums. She could feel the strength of the Petro Lua, their fiery passion coursing through her veins. The chanting reached a fever pitch, and for a moment, the world seemed to blur around her. The heat was overwhelming, the fire crackling, the drums relentless. And then, as quickly as it had begun, the energy shifted. Manbo Elaine's voice cut through the chanting, commanding attention. "Met Kalfu," she said, her voice low and steady. "Master of the crossroads, the one who controls the gates between worlds. We call upon you now." The drums slowed, their rhythm changing to something deeper, more primal. Solène could feel the shift in the air, the presence of something darker, something more dangerous. Met Kalfu was not like Papa Legba, the gentle opener of doors. He was the master of chaos, the one who controlled the crossroads where fate was decided. His power was unpredictable, his mood ever shifting. As the chant for Met Kalfu began, Solène felt the air grow colder, despite the fire still burning at the altar. It was as if the clearing itself was holding its breath, waiting for something to happen. The energy that had once been fiery and passionate now became sharp, like the edge of a knife. "Met Kalfu, Met Nan Barie, Uve Pot Lapu Nu, Men Puoteje no Kontsa Kivle Fe Nu Mal. Met Kalfu, Master of the Gate, open the door for us, but protect us from those who mean us harm." The chant for Met Kalfu was different, more controlled, more cautious. Solène could feel the tension in the circle, the respect and fear that came with invoking this particular LWA. Unlike the Rada Elwë, whose presence brought calm and wisdom, the Petro Elwë were unpredictable. They demanded respect, but they could also bring chaos. Solène kept her eyes closed, but in her mind, she saw the crossroads. Two paths diverging in the darkness, each one leading to an unknown fate. Standing at the center was Met Kalfu, his face obscured by shadow, but his presence undeniable. He was tall, his figure sharp and angular, his eyes glowing faintly in the darkness. He held a staff in one hand, and in the other, a set of keys, their metal gleaming in the faint light. The fire at the altar flickered again, and Solène felt a chill run down her spine. The presence of Metcalfe was heavy, pressing down on her like the weight of a decision that could not be undone. She felt the pull of the crossroads, the uncertainty of what lay ahead. But she knew, instinctively, that Metcalfe held the power to guide her through it, if she could earn his favor. The energy in the clearing was at its peak, the presence of the Petro Elwa swirling around them like a storm. The drums beat on, their rhythm sharp and unforgiving, like the crack of a whip. Solène could feel the fire of the Petro Liwe in her veins, their passion, their anger, their strength. It was intoxicating, overwhelming, but it was also dangerous. Manbo Elaine's voice cut through the air once more. "Ogun," she called, "the warrior spirit, the protector of those who fight. We call upon you to give us your strength, to guide us in battle and protect us from harm." The chant for Ogun rose, fierce and powerful. Solène could feel the heat of the fire once more, the drums pounding in her chest like a war drum. Ogun was the spirit of warriors, the one who fought with unmatched strength and fierceness. His presence was tangible in the air, an overwhelming force of raw power. As Manbo Elaine called his name, Solène felt the energy around her surge, like the crackle of a lightning strike just before it hit the earth. It was impossible to ignore the intensity of Ogun's presence. He was not a spirit of quiet protection. He was the embodiment of resistance, of the unyielding will to survive and fight against all odds. "Ogun, grand guerrier, no man de force, ou pu protéger nous. Ogun, great warrior, we ask for your strength to protect us." The chant for Ogun echoed in the clearing, more forceful than the others, the rhythm of the drums becoming louder, faster, like the heartbeat of the earth itself. Solène closed her eyes, focusing on the sound, letting the chant wash over her. The heat from the fire pulsed against her skin, but it was a different kind of heat from the earlier invocation. This heat was sharp, almost painful, like the edge of a blade being drawn across her skin. In her mind, she saw Ogun, tall, imposing, his body draped in red. He carried a machete, the blade gleaming in the dim light, and his eyes burned with a fierce determination. He was the spirit of iron, the one who forged weapons, the one who fought to protect those who could not protect themselves. His strength was not just physical, but spiritual. It was the strength of the ancestors, of those who had fought and died for freedom. As the chant continued, Solène felt the presence of Ogun surrounding her, filling her with a sense of power that was both exhilarating and terrifying. Her muscles tensed, as if preparing for a battle she wasn't sure she was ready for. The fire at the altar blazed higher, and the drums became almost deafening, their rhythm pushing her toward the edge of something unknown. The energy was overwhelming now, a storm of fire and fury swirling around the students as they chanted. Solène could feel her heart racing, her breath quickening. The power of the Petro Elwa was unlike anything she had ever experienced. It was fierce, unforgiving, and demanding. It required respect, but it also promised protection, if you could handle the intensity. As the flames of the fire danced higher and higher, Manbo Elaine's voice rang out again, clear and commanding. "The Petro Elwa are with us," she said, her voice cutting through the noise like a sharp blade. They bring us strength, protection, and power. But we must respect their fire. It can protect us, but it can also consume us if we are not careful. Slowly, the chant began to fade, the rhythm of the drums slowing, the flames at the altar lowering. Solène opened her eyes, her body still humming with the energy of the Petro Eladua. The heat from the fire was still intense, but it no longer burned. It was a warmth that lingered, a reminder of the power that had been called forth. Manbo Elaine looked around the circle of students, her gaze sharp but full of pride. You have called the Petro Elua, and they have answered. You have felt their power, their fire. But remember, these spirits are not to be taken lightly. They are fierce protectors, but they demand respect. Their fire can both heal and destroy. Solène's heart was still pounding, her skin damp with sweat from the intensity of the ritual. The Petro Elua had been invoked, and she had felt their power firsthand. It was a power that terrified her, but it also filled her with a sense of purpose. The Petro Elua were not spirits of calm and wisdom like the Rada. They were warriors, fighters, the spirits of revolution and survival. As the students began to disperse, the lingering energy of the ceremony still heavy in the air, Solène found herself lost in thought. The power of the Petro Elua had been overwhelming, but it had also been necessary. The world was not always calm and peaceful, and sometimes fire was needed to burn away what no longer served. But that fire, she knew, had to be wielded with care. That night, as Solène lay in bed, the events of the day played over and over in her mind. The fire, the drums, the power of the Petro Elua, it all felt so vivid, so alive. But even in the quiet of her room, she could still feel the presence of the LWA, their energy humming beneath the surface of her thoughts. Sleep came slowly, her mind too full of the fiery spirits to rest easily. But when she finally drifted off, her dreams were not peaceful. Solène stood at the edge of a burning forest, the flames licking at the trees, casting long shadows across the ground. The heat was intense, almost unbearable, but she could not move. In the distance, she could hear the drums again, their rhythm quick and sharp, urging her forward. And then she saw him, Ogun. He stood at the center of the flames, his red robes billowing in the wind, his machete glinting in the firelight. His eyes were fixed on her, unblinking, as if waiting for her to make a decision. Around him, the flames danced higher, but he remained unmoved, his expression calm but intense. The message was clear. He was watching her, waiting to see how she would use the fire he had given her. Would she wield it with purpose, or would it consume her? Before she could answer, the dream shifted. She was standing at the crossroads now, the same crossroads she had seen in her earlier dreams. Two paths stretched out before her, one leading into the dark, the other into the light. At the center of the crossroads stood Metcalfe, his tall figure casting a long shadow across the ground. He held his staff in one hand, and in the other, the keys to the gates between worlds. He watched her in silence, his expression unreadable. But Solène knew what he was asking. The crossroads represented a choice, a decision that had to be made. And with Metcalfe as the gatekeeper, that choice would determine which path she would walk in the coming days. But which path would she choose? And what price would she pay for it? The dream faded, and Solène woke with a start, her heart racing. The weight of the decision still pressed down on her chest, even though the crossroads had disappeared. The Petro Elua had given her their fire, but now it was up to her to decide how to use it. As she lay there in the dark, her mind still buzzing with the energy of the day's ritual, one thing became clear. Her journey was far from over. The spirits had only just begun to show her their power, and the choices she made now would shape the path ahead. And somewhere, deep in the recesses of her mind, she could still hear the drums, their rhythm guiding her toward the unknown.